Tiffany, T-I-F-F-A-N-Y, Keller, K-E-L-L-E-R. Chief complaint, sore throat, number one, follow-up of fatty liver, number two, no recent history of blood work, but need some blood work, number three, increased weight, number four, tiredness, number five, possible sleep apnea, number six, feeling weak, number seven, recently got over pneumonia. Our patient is a 46-year-old woman who's a 911 dispatcher here in town. She's married. She has children. She comes in today with above-mentioned symptoms along with sore throat, congestion for the past 3 days and cough, period. The paragraph COVID immunization is up to date times two. Oh, no, it's not up to date.
She doesn't have any COVID. How does she look at her?
COVID immunization, patient did not have any COVID immunizations, medical problems, migraine, headaches. At one time, she was told she might have ADHD, but she was on numerous medications, psych medications. She gained a lot of weight, so she stopped the medication. She's doing well without him, not suicidal. Surgery, tubal ligation, C-section. I've had most of her colon removed when she was 16, related to ulcerative colitis. So medical problems with ulcerative colitis. Social, as I said, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink on a regular basis. And is married. Family history, dad died in a car wreck when the patient was young. Mom died of heart disease, and there's family history of stroke. Blood pressure is 125 over 83, 112, 16, 98, 17. Heart positive, home positive, two. Lungs, Sri Lanka, abdomen is soft. TMs are red. Posterior pharynx is very red and inflamed. Neurological non-focal. Skin shows an arch lip. Skin shows edema. Assessment number one, patient's weight stable. Number two, pharyngitis. Number three, sinusitis. Number four, bronchitis. Number five, no sign of pneumonia. Number six, is it COVID negative, everything? Or just a strep with you? No. Number six, let's see. Her step is negative, number seven. Patient is, would you like to have some blood work today? Let's do some. Number seven, we're going to do her blood test today. Next number, history of ADHD, off medication. Next number, patient does have fatty liver, which was noted on the ultrasound. Next number, lower extremity edema is multifactorial, most likely sleep apnea, but she does have what looks like mild PVD, but no DVT. Next number, thyroid is within normal limits. Next one was a family history of stroke. We looked at a carotid, which was within normal limits. Next number, patient has had a history of abdominal discomfort. No evidence of gallstones noted. Fatty liver definitely remains the same. Echocardiogram shows right ventricular hypertrophy. Next number, I did not see her ovaries in the pelvic ultrasound. Next number, renal ultrasound is within normal limits. Thanks. Next number, soft tissue shows evidence of lymphadenopathy. Thank you.